Good day, dear friends. As I sit on my porch this afternoon, just drinking in all of the sounds of the valley, the wind through the trees, the birds that are all among the trees, it's so peaceful. The cows off in the distance. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful time to just be still and be at peace. I was teaching the children in church on Sunday about faith, and I was talking about in 2 Corinthians verse 7 of chapter 5, where it says we walk by faith and not by sight, you know, trying to help little ones understand what is faith. I was thinking about the wind. You know, we can't see the wind, but we can certainly feel the wind, and we can hear the wind, and we can see the effects of the wind. You know, if there's a swing in the tree, we can see the swing moving back and forth through the wind. If there are leaves on the ground, we can certainly see them rolling through the wind. So we can see what the wind causes. And talking to the children about faith, you know, faith is like that. We can see the effects of faith, even though we can't put our eyes on faith. We can see how in the Bible, the friends who were lowering the paralyzed man down through the roof, and Jesus said, their faith has brought healing upon their friend. And so we just talked about the strength of faith and how our faith can be strong in Jesus, and we can trust that. So I've been pondering that in my mind as I listen to things such as the wind chimes that friends gave me for the passing of my mother. And I just pray for more faith, that God will give me even more so that I can love more and trust more and share more. So let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Father, thank you for your world, Lord, the birds and the cows and nature and the wind that I can hear and I can feel upon my skin, Father. It reminds me of faith, that we, according to your word, walk by faith and not by sight, not by just what we can see. Help us, Lord, to have more faith. Grow in us a faith that is strong and that is mighty and that we can share with others. And I ask this for myself and for my friends. In Jesus' name, amen.